Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, dear devotees, for kindly being present here today. I am deeply honored by the kind invitation of His Holiness Sachinandan Swami Maharaj, Gaurahari Prabhu, and all the wonderful Vaishnavas who are serving here at ISKCON Goloka Dham in the service of Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohan. Dear devotees, I have been asked to speak first. That is a very heavy responsibility. There is a famous quote by Shakespeare. Some people are born great, some attain greatness, and some have greatness thrust upon them. So in this assembly, there are acharyas such as Srila Prabhupada, the six Goswamis, who are born great. Then there are disciples of Srila Prabhupada, such as Maharaj, who are not only born great but have also attained greatness because of their association of Srila Prabhupada. And then there is myself, who has greatness thrust upon him in the form of speaking first. But I am happy to speak, dear devotees, because the topic that I wish to speak upon is something close to my heart. It is also close to the heart of my Gurujanas. Dear devotees, the topic that I have selected this time is God's unfulfilled desires. And before I begin speaking upon this particular topic, it is Shisht Parampara, or the tradition of the previous acharyas, to ensure auspiciousness for the entire series of presentations. Dear devotees, this auspiciousness is ensured by chanting Mangalacharan. So I will quickly chant Mangalacharan prayers, and then I will begin speaking something about the topic that I have to speak. Most of us know these prayers. You can kindly sing along with me. Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Soyam Rupah Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesh Shunyavadi Paschatya Desh Tarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishakha शुभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की निताई गौर प्रेमानंदे So, Gaur Hari Prabhu, do we have somebody who can read from the screen? So, we need a mic. Yes. So, dear devotees, I would like to begin with a statement by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada says something in His introduction to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, Srila Prabhupada Uvacha. Prabhupada says, who has the mic? Srila Prabhupada says something in the introduction to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Srila Prabhupada Uvacha. And this statement establishes the beginning of the presentation. Did anybody read? Okay. Please read. Yes.
Man searches after love of woman because he is imperfect. He lacks something. Love of a woman, that potency and pleasure, is absent in man, and therefore a man wants a woman. But this is not the case with Krishna, who is full in himself. Thus Krishna expressed surprise, why am I attracted by Radharani? And when Radharani feels my love, what is she actually feeling?
So, dear devotees, Sri Krishna is known as Aptakam, Purnakam, he who has no desires remaining to be fulfilled. But that is outside Vrindavan, dear devotees. As soon as he enters the borders of Vrindavan, our Bhagavan's nature changes completely. Outside Vrindavan, he is Ugram, Viram, Mahavishnu, Jvalantam, Sarvatomukham. Inside Vrindavan, he is un-Ugram, very gentle. A-Viram, he runs away here and there out of fear of his mother. He is not Mahavishnu, he is Laghu Vishnu, he is very small. Elsewhere outside Vrindavan, he may be praised as Sarvatomukham, he who has his face in all directions. But inside Vrindavan, he is afraid to show his face to Mother Yashoda when she is running behind him with a stick. This is the nature of Vrindavan Krishna. And dear devotees, our Bhagavan has many weaknesses. How many of you would like to fall in love with a God who is all perfect and makes no mistakes and always speaks the truth? See, there is somebody who raised his hand. We'll speak to you personally, Prabhu. And how many here wish to fall in love with a God who is imperfect, who makes all the mistakes of a human being, who purposely lies, who gets angry, even though he has spoken in the Bhagavad Gita that one should not get angry? Dear devotees, how many of us want to fall in love with such a Bhagavan? Please raise your hand. So that is the purpose for which we are here. This is the short and sweet purpose for which we have assembled here. But I cannot begin speaking unless I am blessed by good association, and this good association has come to me in the form of learned disciples, senior devotees, disciples of Srila Prabhupada, such as His Holiness Sachinandan Swami Maharaj. And we are already experiencing some separation from Swayam Bhagwan Keshav Maharaj. But we hope to turn it into union by tomorrow. But this verse is dedicated to these personalities by whose inspiration I am able to muster up the courage to speak something here today. This verse is from a very popular Sanskrit literature named Subhashit Ratna Bhandagar. I will sing the verse, please repeat after me. Asajjana sajjana sanghi sangat
Asajjana sajjana sanghi sangat
Karoti dusadhyam apiha sadhyam
Karoti dusadhyam apiha sadhyam
Pushpashraya chambu
shirodhirudha Pushpashraya chambu shirodhirudha
Pipilika chumbati chandra bimbam
Pipilika chumbati chandra bimbam
Asajjana, a person who is a completely disqualified ruffian. Sajjana sanghi sangat, by association with saintly souls. Karoti dusadhyam api hasadhyam. He can make the impossible possible, dear devotees. This verse is my source of inspiration. Because I'll tell you, Shastra speaks about me, but not very good. I will tell you tomorrow. Shastra has mentioned me, but in a very negative way. I am not a very qualified person, but I am sitting here with a very qualified person. Karoti dusadhyam apiha sadhyam. Therefore, I have the confidence that I can make the impossible possible. Dear devotees, pipilika, usually an ant, a small ant cannot touch the moon. Dear devotees, it cannot touch the moon. But if that same ant takes shelter of a flower and that flower is offered on the head of Bhagwan Shiva, then that same ant can perform the feat of touching the moon, dear devotees. So, this is my source of strength. The association of the senior devotees here. I would like somebody to read the translation. Yes, you can read the translation, Prabhu. Please read the translation.
By the association of great souls, even a ruffian can achieve the impossible. Just as an ant in the association of a flower on the hair of Lord Shiva can actually perform the feat of touching the moon.
Wonderful. And dear devotees, it's not only association with seniors such as Maharaj, but I also need to have a connection with all of you. But how will I establish my connection with all of you? That is a big problem. It is very important in Vaishnav culture to glorify the audience. I cannot begin any particular event without glorifying the audience. All of you are present here as the audience today. And all of you are responsible for the success of my speech. Therefore, by any means, I should please all of you. Dear devotees, this verse has specifically been composed for all of you. This is a newly composed verse, dear devotees. It has been composed for all of you. This verse is in the meter Vasanta Tilakam, same as the meter for Brahma Samhita. I'll try to sing, please repeat after me.
Karpas Sutram Ivayadya Pituchamasmi.
Karpas Sutram Ivayadya Pituchamasmi.
Yuyam Sugandhi Yuta Pushpani Bhastathapi.
Yuyam Sugandhi Yuta Pushpani Bhastathapi. api
na sangatir hi bhavatu sragi vatra bhakta
na sangatir hi bhavatu sragi vatra bhakta
sasrakcha bhushayatu sundara radhikangri
sasrakcha bhushayatu sundara radhikangri.
The first line says, Tuchham asmi. I am extremely useless, dear devotees. How useless am I? Karpasa sutram iva. I am as useless as a stray piece of thread. Dear devotees, if I give you a stray piece of thread, cotton thread, there is very little that you can do with it. Mostly stray pieces of thread are thrown away. And that is my value without all of you. But if I am a stray piece of cotton thread, yuyam, all of you, sugandhi yuta pushpanibhas, all of you are different flowers having different aromas, dear devotees. And what happens when a thread comes together with flowers? Garland. So, dear devotees, let our coming together be like the coming of a useless thread and various flowers of different fragrances. And may that garland, Bhushayatu Sundara Radhikangri, be used to decorate the beautiful lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. This is the translation. Prabhu, kindly read. You have what, your good name, Prabhu? Gaur Krishna Prabhu. You read, Prabhu, is very nice.
Dear devotees, I may be as useless as a stray piece of thread of cotton. However, you all are certainly like delightful, fragrant, fresh flowers. May our meeting here today result in the formation of a beautiful flower garland, and may this fragrant garland decorate the beautiful 2 feet of Sri Radha.
Dear devotees, there is a problem in the verse. We want to form a garland in order to decorate the lotus feet of Sri Radha. But you have only 2 things. What are the 2 things? First is you have a thread. Second is you have the flowers. Can a thread pierce the flowers by itself? That is how useless I am. Something is missing, dear devotees. What is missing?
Needle
is missing. Oh, I forgot about it. This is another verse, dear devotees, composed specifically for this retreat. Please repeat after me.
Suchim virakim api sutramiha prasuna.
Suchim virakim api sutramiha prasuna.
Vedayanalamiti tathyamati prasiddham.
Vedayanalamiti tathyamati prasiddham.
Acharya vakya dridha suchikaya sahaham.
Acharya vakya dridha suchikaya sahaham.
Paushpam hridadya bhavatam khalu chidrayishye.
Paushpam hridadya bhavatam khalu chidrayishye.
Suchim vina, without a needle, kimapi sutram, any thread, prasuna bhedaya nalam, is not capable of piercing a flower, dear devotees. Therefore, by myself, I will not be able to pierce all of your hearts. But Acharya Vakya Dhrida Suchikaya, I have the strong needle of the words of the previous Acharya such as Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada. And I will attach this needle to this useless thread that I am. And Paushpam Hrid, all of your flower-like hearts, I will definitely pierce. That is my guarantee today. This is the translation, Prabhu.
However, it is a well-known fact that any thread in this world cannot pierce a flower until it takes help of a needle. I am a thread, and thus I too take shelter of the strong needle of the words of the previous acharyas. With the help of this sharp needle, I will certainly pierce the hearts of all of you beautiful flowers. to create a beautiful garland for Sri Radha.
So dear devotees, in this particular presentation we are going to go very deep, and this is a time for taking a sankalpa. It is Maharaj's vision that we do not remain on the surface of the ocean, we should dive deep. This was the first thing that he said as soon as he arrived in Goloka Dham. I have picked it up, dear devotees. And I am going to follow his words. Seriously. So we will not remain on the surface of the entire philosophy of Krishna Bhakti. We will try to dive deep with the help of the previous acharyas. There will be many verses discussed because we have to go through the feeling of incompleteness that Sri Krishna was experiencing. It is not going to be easy. Dear devotees, at certain points of time you may feel happiness. At certain points of time you may feel immense distress. But whatever you feel, I have a sankalpa for you. Whether you feel happiness or distress, the sankalpa is as follows, dear devotees. Yadatra svaditam saukhyam,
yadatra svaditam saukhyam,
tachaitanyarpanam kuru,
tachaitanyarpanam kuru,
dukham tasyartha chittasya,
dukham tasyartha chittasya,
santvanaya prayujyatam,
santvanaya prayujyatam.
Yad atra asvaditam saukhyam, any happiness that you experience in the next 3 days, tat chaitanya arpanam kuru, offer it to one personality, dear devotees. Whom should it be offered to? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is the personality who is originally relished all these topics in the association of Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Swarup Damodar, etc. So if you feel any happiness, please do not selfishly take it away from Goloka Dham. Offer it to someone. And whom should it be offered to? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Dukham. And if you experience any distress, please know that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also supremely distressed. Tasya artha chittasya santvanaya. Please try to empathize with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his distress. If you are feeling distress in this assembly, dear devotees. So this is the translation.
Whatever happiness was experienced by you here, kindly offer it to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Any distress experienced by you should be employed for the purpose of empathizing with him and consoling his distressed heart.
So dear devotees, are all of you prepared to explore God's unfulfilled desires? Yes?
Yes?
So dear devotees, I'd like to welcome all of you to Goloka Dham. My name is Hari Parshad Das. I'm a very insignificant disciple of Sri Srimad Radha Govinda Das Goswami Maharaj. And the disciples of Srila Prabhupada, all of them are my Shiksha Gurus. All of you are also my Shiksha Gurus. All the Vaishnavas are my Shiksha Gurus. Welcome, dear devotees. I am very happy to see all of you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Hare Krishna Prabhu. That's a very beautiful entry to the retreat. We'll steal the cable.
Sure.
And now we will meet His Holiness Swayam Bhagavan Keshava Maharaj.
This is good. This is good angle for me. Yeah. Bolo.
Jnana kimiranda sigyananjana shalakaya chakshuram militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha. Nama om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatyade Shatarine Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Srila Prabhupada Ki
Jai.
Dear devotees, my deep apologies for not being with you on the first evening of our annual retreat. I'm really eagerly looking forward to being there with all of you. My deep gratitude and respects to His Holiness Sachinanda Maharaj, who is a great inspiration, guide and role model for me. I also offer my respects to His Grace Hari Parashad Prabhu. We're so much looking forward to hearing from all these saintly devotees, and looking forward to being with all of you. The reason why we're coming slightly late to the retreat is we'll be in Vrindavan. It has been 1 year since the disappearance of His Holiness Karamakananda Maharaj, and we'll be inaugurating the Samadhi monument in honor and remembering his life and teachings and his unlimited mercy in our lives. So we'll be flying straight to Germany after that. And this year, His Grace Gaurahari Prabhu just asked me to share with you some thoughts about the topic that we'll try to explore this year. I know His Holiness Sachinanda Maharaj is passionate about transformation, and it's definitely something that I'm passionate about as well. And so I thought this year's seminar could be entitled Triggers of Transformation. We're here on a retreat, and I think a retreat, when we think about structuring a retreat, we see that there are different purposes. There's a recreational aspect to a retreat where we just want to relax, get away from our environment, and I'm sure you'll achieve that. But then there's also an educational purpose for a retreat, to come and learn something, to come and be edified in your understanding of Shastra and your understanding of the practice of bhakti. And then we say further than that, there's an experiential aspect to a retreat where we want to experience some movement of the heart. We want to experience some spiritual emotion, some love from the devotees, and a feeling of inspiration. And perhaps all of these three things, I would say 90% of retreats achieve: the recreational, the educational, the experiential. But really, a retreat is meant to do one extra thing, which is it's meant to be transformational. And it's meant to be something which then changes the way we live our life on a day-to-day basis. And how many retreats do that? It's hard to say. It's very individual. And I guess we each make it what we want to make from it. But a transformation for me is what makes Krishna consciousness exciting. I think for our own ongoing enthusiasm and hunger for spiritual life, we have to be witnessing transformation. And I think for our mission of sharing Krishna consciousness, we also have to display transformation to the world, because I think that's what will be most inspiring to them. And therefore, if we want to continue on in our journey, and if we want to inspire the world to come on that journey, we are a movement which has to show transformed individuals. And I think that's the real test. We'll explore accounts from the Bhagavatam of individuals who have undergone that transformation. And what I want to try to draw upon is, what was the trigger that caused their transformation? If we look at their life journey and their life path, what was the thing which brought about the transformation of their heart, the transformation of their consciousness and their desire to look back towards Krishna? And I think that will be very, very interesting, because it will help us to look at ourselves and say, how can I create these triggers in my life to transform my own life? How many of these triggers are there for me? And I think it can also help us in our preaching to think about how, as we try to share Krishna consciousness and empower people to experience transformation in their journey, what is it that we have to do in order to try to stimulate that transformation of heart within them. And so I hope it will be interesting, I hope it will be useful, and I hope it will be something that you can really take away as a practical insight, to then go away and see how we can all trigger more transformation. Srila Prabhupada, when he was on stage once with his disciples, and someone asked him, "Swamiji, what miracle can you show?" And he pointed to all his disciples and he said, "They are my miracle. They are the miracle. Because just see how they've transformed their lives, how they've transformed in so many amazing ways. And that is the real miracle, more than any other thing, is if we can change, if we can become the pure Krishna conscious versions of ourselves." And so I hope this little discussions that we'll have over the coming days will hopefully stimulate some of that. So looking forward to being with all of you very, very soon, and looking forward to having plenty of participation and insights and discussion with you. I'm really excited. Hare Krishna, Jai Srila Prabhupada, and thank you again for the opportunity.
Hare Krishna. So we will sing a little and then I will introduce my own subject. Is there a Madanga player who can play? Yes, please. Oh, Syameshwari is not here.
Yeah,
she's there. Good. It's a very talented Madanga player. Namo Vishnu Padaya. Please join me. Krishna Krishnaya Bhutale. Sadasvati Devi, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama,
Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Everybody, one more time, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
How absolutely happy I am to be here. Those of you who have not yet seen this very closely, this is a depiction of Srila Prabhupada's room in the Radha Damodar Mandir in Vrindavan Dham. You see there are some items in the picture of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And if you look here, you can look later, there's a monkey grill. And just before that, the Bhajan Kutir of Srila Rupa Goswami. Still holding, but old age has painted them with a rustic color. And from here, the speakers want to address us. The idea of the Eastern Retreat was that we would like to nourish the devotees with deep devotional subjects that can empower their hearts so that when they go out, they can live Krishna consciousness with more conviction and share Krishna consciousness with more conviction. When I first talked with Hari Parshat on the phone, Hari Parshad Prabhu, on the phone. I wanted to invite him, and I think I wrote you that this is the idea. Please let us present something that will nourish the devotees on a deeper level, so that, yes, they can experience Krishna consciousness as more alive and more, you know, the devotional aspect, the bhakti aspect of it, more and more, you know, palpable means you can feel it. And then Hari Parshad came back with a beautiful nectar container full of shikharini. It is a mixture of, please help me, yogurt, honey, and
camphor.
And it has a very intoxicating or nourishing taste. That was last year. And I think we were all extremely impressed and grateful as he was serving morning after morning his shikharini preparation in the form of these beautiful verses from a verse compilation of Srila Rupa Goswami, Patiavali. So when today, and Keshava Maharaj was also there, he talked on moods of separations, various devotional feelings from Kurukshetra to Vrindavan, what we all need to learn. And I was very, very enthused. It was a wonderful experience for myself. And when I heard now the announcement of God's unfulfilled desires, I thought, I will bring my pen and my notebook and I will try to catch some jewels for my own reflection and perhaps sharing wherever appropriate with others, these things. Also, when I heard about Keshava Maharaj's seminar, The Triggers of Transformation, he will take us through the Bhagavatam and see what happened in the various individual devotees so that they could really come to the next level. I was also very inspired. I must say, when you have two such wonderful speakers, what is the need of a third speaker? or where could he be useful? So I came up with, tomorrow I will try to speak about the seven oceans of Krishna's glories and how we can immerse ourselves in one, and then highlight my talk on mercy. There are actually a few definitions in Shastras about Krishna's mercy, and each one of his mercy has a certain taste, in order to be grasped by us requires a certain thing. So I will speak about these seven oceans of Krishna's glories just very briefly. I want to talk about the whole thing in the Swiss summer camp. I will here only focus on one ocean to immerse ourselves in his Karunatva. You will see what that is. Krishna says in the Gita we should always think of him. And how can we do this? What specifically should we think of him? I will talk about this a little in detail, and then in the evening I will take up a suggestion of our Gaurahari. He said, holy is there now in Braj, and if I could talk about the holy pastimes of Krishna. And I did have some very nice book from Vangadatta Bhatta, where I took some things out. I think I presented it in the past, but I have embellished it a little with the work which my esteemed godbrother Indradyumna Maharaj did on this. So there will be a very, very lively katha, I do hope, so it depends on the Lord, on this joyful pastime of Lord Krishna, the holy pastime, where love shows its true colors. It will be hopefully very engaging. It will be at times funny, at times dramatic, at times very, we will get from some shlokas some idea about the beautiful feelings of love between Radha and Krishna, and like this we will hope to have this, immerse ourselves there. We will immerse ourselves, means we will form a garland. I like this verse of yours very much, Hari Parshad. There are the words of, there's the speaker, he's a thread, but then there are the flower-like devotees, and then there's the needle, which brings it all together of the words of the powerful acharyas. Hori, hori, hori! Starting already. The idea is, these are clouds, and here is a breakthrough where the sun of Krishna consciousness comes.
That belongs to me.
This, you wish? So yes, so this will be there. I would. It was very interesting when Hari Parshad Prabhu talked about the Vrindavan Krishna as being so different than the majestic concepts of God, which sometimes do create a distance. We feel he's unattainable for me because he's just so far away, so powerful, and so on. And in these katas which I want to give, I want to address the close God. The Bhaktamala is a work which describes the life of a devotee. So there was one Govinda Swami who used to sing for the deity Naji, the deity of the Lord who was worshipped on the top of the Govardhan hill. He used to come every evening and sing with him, for him, beautiful ragas. Now, during the day, the Lord would leave his temple on top of the Govardhan, and he would go and do his cowherding pastimes. And one day he said to Govinda, you sing so nice, to Govinda Swami, but I want to play tip cat with you. That's a game which, according to historians, is 2,000 years old. A middle-sized stick is taken, and it is hit on a small stick, which is a little bit like this, and then as the small stick goes up, the player has to quickly use his bat. It's almost like a small cricket bat, but it's only a stick, and then hit it, so that it flies very far. So this is what you still see the young boys in Braj do it's called tipket. They hit on a small stick and it flies, and then they hit it and it flies very far. Have you seen them doing this?
Yes.
You have seen. So Nachi said to Govinda Swami, I want to play that with you. So he was a singer, he was a scholar of ragas, he was not expert in tipket. But Nachi wanted to play, so they played, and strangely, there is some competition. I have not understood how it worked 100%. I also don't intend to play it because I don't think I would even hit the first time properly. So, anyways, Nachi did not surrender. He did not admit defeat. And in the heat of the playful argumentation, Govinda Swami went to the temple and he threw the small stick before the Lord and said, you can't lose. This is not fun to play with you. And he went out in a huff. The priest saw that Govinda Swami throws a children's toy before the deity and says, you can't lose, it's not fun to play with you. He had a very strange opinion of Govinda Swami. Perhaps you have something came into your mouth, maybe some intoxicant, and you lost your mind. But the next morning, Nachi told to the priest, I actually lost and I didn't want to accept my defeat. So you go to Govinda Swami, you tell him he should come here again and I will play with him again. And that time I will win. But I have accept my defeat. When we hear these things, we think, what? The Lord Almighty playing a children's game, and he is struggling with his devotee. Yes, in the kingdom of love, these are just waves in a big ocean of rasa, of friendly taste, and so on. And yes, this is what attracts us so with Vrindavan Krishna. He becomes so close to us. He performs such endearing pastimes. And his holy pastime, where he is defeated by the beautiful gopis, is just absolutely amazing. I want to say something for closing. See, we have given in the past retreats at Govardhan. Some of you have perhaps seen some of these retreats. I know that Hari Parshad, I saw you there, I think the first time you were maybe one time there with us. And, yes. That time you were not so famous, but still very sympathetic. We were introduced briefly, but very briefly only. So beautiful retreats, and I always say to the people who come to this retreat something I want to share with you as well. You have now made the effort to come here, and yes, there will be an educational aspect, there will be a relaxing aspect of being here, but perhaps that what we crave most for and what is perhaps most needed in our lives is that transformation in the heart or purification of the heart that makes it so much easier to practice Krishna consciousness, that gives us relief from the influence of the material, of the gunas, of, you know, the various influences. Now, in these modern times, we are almost always on the go. Even a person like me, who has, let us say, not all these obligations, I don't have to work at a gas station or anywhere. I can just be in sharing Krishna consciousness. But I find more and more, it's the quality of the time, that I did not foresee when I joined Krishna consciousness, that there's so much to do, there's so much activity going on. We are always really fulfilling our responsibilities, and we are often quite busy. So busy that we might overlook those things that matter most. We move very rapidly in the direction which our busy lives dictate to us. But often we have that empty feeling in the heart, and we ask ourselves the questions, do I move in the right direction here? Is this really satisfying my heart? Am I coming closer to Krishna? Am I losing my attraction to material things, and so on? We are often missing the things that matter most. Devotion, love, attraction, ruchi, so on. And you must know, these spiritual things are invisible to these eyes. The things that matter most, you can't see. The breath, for instance. You can't see the in and outgoing air. The soul, you can't see the soul with the unaided eye. Krishna, you can't see. Yet these things, breath, the soul, Krishna, are as important as the oxygen in the air. Yes, we can't see the oxygen. But without it, we would suffocate. Perhaps some of you are already suffocating.
Do we have the window open?
Yes, we would suffocate, and we would not be able to continue our life for even some time. So going on retreats, my dear devotees, is really meant so that you can come in contact with the big, important invisibles of your life. Krishna, the soul, your own, let me say, ruchi, taste, and purity, and so on. All the things which are, how do you say, you can't touch them, and so on. And therefore, there are a few things which will help you on a retreat. First of all, I would say the willingness and the openness to take on new information and also new action. I would recommend many of you, maybe not on the first day, but on the other days, to why not do something wild and get up for Mangal Aarti. You are laughing, but I am serious about it. Also, after Mangal Aarti, there will be our esteemed speakers will chant with us each day one other and will tune us in for our japa. Now be willing and open to do something you may not do all the time. I know that most of you are not living in an ashram and you go later to bed and you rise later and then you have to rush out to do your work or your education and so on. So here, perhaps tomorrow you take a little rest because you just came from far, but if you can come, it is better. Willingness to take new information and new action into your life. Then I would like to say something, minimize distraction. I plan to make in the future a retreat in the desert, and there I will ask my participants for something I will not ask you. I will ask them to give me their mobile telephones and lock them in a safe for the time of the retreat. Hare Krishna, you want to close the altar? Yes, yes, please, please. Yes, you can do. Jai Jai Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan Sita Jai Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan Sita Jai Jai Radha Madan Mohan Ki Jai. So although you will not be asked here to surrender your second heart, your mobile telephone, please minimize distraction so that you have more capacities in your mind and in your brain to really dive into the new information and also the new actions. No, if you we need to create some space in our mind, in our life. Try to minimize and so on. The third thing I would love to recommend to you is dedicate yourself to attending the programs and also the processes of hearing and chanting. And finally, I would say outside the retreat, the sessions, we will give ample time for associating. Try to get to know these devotees, but then don't speak about mobile telephones and new cars, but try to speak about things. Well, tell me your journey. How did you come to Krishna consciousness? What was a challenge in your Krishna conscious life? How did you overcome it? Try to keep the energy high. No? So here are four recommendations. Willingness and openness to take in new informations and commit to new actions. Minimize distractions. Dedicate your life while you're here to attend the programs, and then outside keep the energy high. Also, my dear devotees, serving devotees, very good, very, very good. Try to maybe be there, serve them prasad. What would you like, Prabhu? I have this one sweet, I've reserved it. I think it's for you, you know, and so on and so forth. No? Finally, I want to end with a little exercise with you. There's a verse in the Bhagavatam. Yata sankalpayat buddhya
Yada va mat para puman. It means whatever sankalpa, determined intention you have in your mind, that will be fulfilled by me. There is what Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur tells in his Tika, in his purport, a Sankalpa city, that is a perfection in your life which you can attain by doing a certain Sankalpa, that I'm going to do this for you, Krishna. I do remember we do this when we do Brajmanda Parikram. We go to Mathura, we take a bath in the Yamuna at Vishram Ghat, and while we take our bath we say, my dear Lord, I wish with your mercy to complete a complete circumambulation of Brajmandal. And then somehow it carries you. The Sankalpa, but not by your own strengths you are carried, Krishna carries you, I should say, like this. So, I think we should make a little Sankalpa now and here. The idea is we think about our ideal Eastern retreat. What would it be like? What would it bring to you, this Eastern retreat? No? Then you think about some practical and feasible steps. Yes, I'm making absolutely sure I'm there for the program of Hari Parshad Prabhu, Keshava Maharaj. That is what I do. Absolutely sure I will make at least one Mangal Aarti, and so on. And then the last item of making a spiritual retreat is a spiritual Sankalpa. You go to Krishna and pray. This is what I wish to do, my Lord, but on my own I'm small and powerful, powerless. If you wish, you please empower me. Are you willing to try this?
Yes.
Good. So we will make a little we are on A. I request you to sit straight. Take a deep inhale and a deep exhale. Breathe like this for two times more. We all have come from far, some of us with airplanes, trains, cars, and some who live here by bicycle. We've come and there's a wonderful program of Krishna Katha, kirtans. Yes, we forgot there will be each evening beautiful kirtans by our Syamananda Prabhu. Many of you have been in temples and you know what is ahead of you. Please take a moment now to think how you would like this retreat to be, your own participation. Maybe go through a typical day in your mind's eye. When will you rise? What would be ideal for you? Would you like to come to the Deity Darshan, perhaps, or the Guru Puja of Srila Prabhupada? It will be a morning lecture, then starting, I believe, at
11 o'clock, the beautiful lecture of Hari Parshad Prabhu. And in this way, Keshava Maharaj will be there. And, you know, everything. How would you like to have your day outside of the sessions? Are there perhaps devotees you would like to meet, and would you like to talk with them? Something like this, no? Now you may just in your mind's eye turn to the Lord and ask Him, "You are Radha Madan Mohan, please bless me that I can have a nice participation in the retreat." Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Krishna, we have reached our end of this presentation.